Hi again, everyone. Jim Bartles with you with another update from the Minnesota Farmers Union. We've got a different topic today and a fun topic. Audrey Jerome is going to join us here in just a moment. And she joins Minnesota Farmers Union as the new Director of Education and Camp. And we're going to talk about youth registration for the camp and what the camps are about. Audrey, good to have you with us today.
Thanks so much for having me on.
All right. I know you grew up in the Twin Cities. You spent some time up north. You're back in the Twin Cities again, and you have your new position. But let's find out just a little bit about you and your qualifications for being the director of Minnesota Farmers Union Camps. We talked about them last year, but we got a whole new group of camps coming up this year, and we'll talk about those, primarily those that are coming up in July. But a little bit about yourself, first of all.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I grew up in the Twin Cities, but I was lucky enough to live up north in Ely, Minnesota for the past 6 years. I ran YMCA Camp Widgewagon as program director and later interim executive director up there. So I've been a camp counselor. I've certainly been a camper, and I've been in camp administration for all around like 18 years of my life have been spent at summer camp. So I'm definitely familiar with the role in that way.
Okay. Let's talk more about the specifics of the Minnesota Farmers Union camps. Now, one, there are Twin City Day camps. We're not going to focus on that, but in case our listeners know of somebody lives up near the metro, there are day camps there, and those day camps will be, they start, when do they get going, the day camps?
Oh, yeah. They start up pretty early in the summer. They're our first camps. The first one starts June 8th, and then we have a second session starting June 15th, and those are for ages 6 to 8 in the Twin Cities.
All right, real good. Again, for all of these camps, you can find out more information at mfu.org and search in there for camps. All right, let's talk about the overnight camps.
Absolutely.
In Sibley Park near New London is probably the primary location we're talking about. But if somebody wants to head up north a little farther, there's a, by Erskine, Sarah Farmers, Lake Sarah is where the other camp is, the northern camp. So let's talk briefly about the northern camp at Lake Sarah. That's in June. And then we'll talk about those at Sibley State Park. So I'll let you kind of run through those a little bit, if you would, please, Audrey.
Yeah, absolutely. All of our camps, you know, have like a blended ages. The northern camp, I believe, is ages
8 to 13, I think, is what I see.
9 to 13.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
You're looking at.
Yep.
But our senior camp runs up through ages 18, so that's for high school seniors, and then of course there's junior and elementary in between. And I think, you know, when you think of Farmers Union camp, you think like they must be doing like agriculture education. And really, there's a little bit of that, but for the most part, you can think of our camps as like classic summer camp experiences. We have things like arts and crafts, we have games, you know, songs, that kind of thing. But I think some things that make our camps really unique and really special is this emphasis on, you know, shared common goals, cooperative kind of spirit. They're really small camps, so kids really get a chance to get to know each other and get to know their leaders really well. And they also, because it's so small and, you know, just so community oriented, campers really get to have a say in what they want to do with their time. We have like a progressive opportunities for leadership as campers get older and gain, you know, more interest in taking leadership roles. So in that sense, we really think it's a rare and special place at MFU camps.
Yeah, in what I was reading, it talked a lot about responsibility and leadership opportunities, and I think that's of interest to everyone. The Northern Camp, again, ages 9 through 13, that's up at Lake Sarah Campground. And then the Elementary Camp, July 14th to 17th at Sibley State Park, that's 8 to 11-year-olds. The Junior Camp, 11 to 14-year-olds, July 20th through 24th, again at Sibley State Park. And the Senior Camp, you mentioned it goes up to 8, some camps up to 18. The Senior Camps, ages 14 to 18, Sibley State Park, July 26th through 31st. So all of them at Sibley State Park are in July. And that's, Sibley State Park is a really, it's one of the best state parks in the state, I believe.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's a good one up there. What about costs? You know, I know the costs are all listed on the MFU website, and they range from $175 to $250. But there, MFU has opportunities for these, for there to be discounts. These, maybe talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that's like top of mind for a lot of families going into the summer. I'm really proud of MFU summer camps for being one of the most affordable camps. You know, a couple hundred dollars, it seems like a lot when you compare it to other camps. It's very inexpensive. But one thing too, I want to mention is we do have lots of discounts to offer. We really want to make this camp really accessible to anyone who's interested in coming. There's discounts for MFU members. So if you're a family that has a membership, there's something for you there. And then also we've got opportunities for scholarships, both through like MFU chapter, you know, organizations. And also if you're not a member, but you're still interested in coming to camp, just come, you know, get in touch with our office. We really want to work with people who are interested in coming. And then one additional thing is, we do offer like multi-registration, discounts. So if you want to sign up with a sibling, or, you know, a cousin, something like that, there's also a discount for that. So hopefully lots of options. You really want to, you know, not let costs be a barrier to have a camp experience.
If someone wants to get directly in touch with you, Audrey, how can they do that if they want to ask some more questions right at you?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. Email is my preferred communication. It's just audrey@mfu.org. audrey@mfu.org, and that's my email. So please feel free to reach out.
Okay. In the one of the things I saw on the MFU article, it was a quote from a person who had attended, and the very end of the quote said, "But in everything we did today, the best part was the family we created." And I think that's so important to remember about camps, and in particular, the Minnesota Farmers Union Camp. It's that family you create and lifelong friends.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think our staff are really well trained and have the skills to really build that rapport, that empathy, that patience that's required to build these really strong friendships that honestly can last a lifetime. So that's very cool.
All right. Well, once again, before we wrap up, if someone is interested in Twin Cities Day Camp, those are in June, and there's information there on the website. But if you're looking at the overnight camps, in particular Sibley State Park, they have camps for three different age groups. The first one begins July 14th. The last one begins July 26th. And if you go to mfu.org, its information is there. Audrey, anything else you want to mention to us before we wrap it up? And I know you're also, if someone's looking to be on an advisory committee for the camp, that's a possibility as well. But anything else you want to mention to us?
I don't think so. I think you covered it really well. You know, just keep us in mind. MFU Camp is a super unique, very cool experience. We've been running for over 80 years. And we've really seen kids, you know, come away from camp with so many grown skills and leadership, so many amazing relationships. So we just really hope to see everyone out there.
Excellent. Audrey Jerome, thanks for joining us on KNUJ. And again, folks, if you want more information, you can get a hold of Audrey direct at audrey@mfu.org. Or if you just want to go to their website, mfu.org/camp, and you'll find a whole lot more. Audrey, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much, Jim.
That's going to wrap it up on this update with Minnesota Farmers Union as we talk to Audrey Jerome about the camps that are coming up this summer for the youth in our area. Jim Bartles reporting.